Hello, and welcome to the Blasphemous Pope Cathedral. I am your Blasphemous Pope, Harry, and this is the Blasphemous Pope Podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about the return of the meditations content. Meditations content was more of a educational content in this form of things that can be done, like physical things that can be done. We talked about recycling your food into soil, you know, the food waste, other types of waste into soil via composting. I did meditations in growing, hydroponics, aquaponics, soil growing, water collection, and things like that. I had spent almost a year, I would say a good portion of a year doing that content, and now it's come time that we are going to be returning to that content. So I bring you Meditations 29, Returning. In this particular episode here, we are not going to be talking about, we're not going to deep dive into anything. I just want to go over a little bit about what Meditations was about, the move to video podcasting, and pretty much how I philosophize doing the Meditations content. Now, with that being said, there is going to be an itinerary, and this is no specific order that we're going to be talking about stuff, because I do have an idea of where I want to start, and that's not going to be the first thing that came up when I was like, all right, well, what's the itinerary, and I started writing a list down. Okay, so that all being said, we have to understand that there's a lot of things. There are things that I don't even know that we need to focus on when it comes to furthering education as far as how to guide type of stuff is concerned, and there's going to be a learning process. Now, this recording is being done still in 2023, and it is going to be the last episode before the beginning of February, so it'll be like the last one in January, and then in February we will have our first meditation. I did say that I didn't want to go back to meditations until I was doing video format, but seeing as I am ahead by about a month, I wanted to start getting the intellectual framework done. There's a lot of things that we have to talk about that don't require video, that don't require you seeing my face or you seeing me do something. So I want to try and get that stuff taken care of, get that stuff out of the way first before we start doing video. Also, with us being this far ahead in podcasting, that means that we can make the videos, edit the videos down to an appropriate size, and deliver a package to you that is acceptable, because let's be honest, no one wants to watch 8 hours of me screwing down solar panels or setting up cob and watching the cob dry, right? Nobody wants to do that. That is not an efficient use of anybody's time. So we can just cut all that out, do what we need to do, show what we need to show, and create, over the week's long period before it launches, create the video that is more acceptable for these purposes. Now, when we come back, we are going to get into this meditation in earnest. If you wish to get a hold of me, the Blasphemous Pope, there are plenty of ways. First and foremost, here on Spotify and on Spotify for podcasters, there will be always a question on the podcast itself. You can type in a little answer, and that's one way that which we can interact. As well as, there is a messaging feature where you can leave a voice message. Little warning, those messages become able to be used in a podcast. If you wish for it not to be used in a podcast, please tell me beforehand so that this way I am not doing something against your wishes. I'm going to try to abide by other people's wishes. The social media links on Spotify and the Spotify for Podcasters website are directly to me. You can contact me that way, add me as a friend, follow me, what have you. If you wish to have a little more interaction with the community in total, there is a Facebook group where we do have a growing community, as well as the Discord, which has got a link at the bottom of the description. A little note on the Discord. As far as the Discord is concerned, that is where we're going to be doing the live streaming from. So if you wish to take part in the live streaming, either by voice or by text chat, or just to sit there and listen as I do it live, you can do that on the Discord. So I do encourage you to join the Discord, of course. If we are trying to make a decision on something, I generally try to throw the decision out to my acolytes to vote on. And if you want to get a part of that action, that's done through the Facebook group. Thank you for listening, and now back to the show. And welcome back. All right, so new string of meditations content. Now, the meditations were, like I said, a how-to. It's pretty much trying to provide you with information on how to create self-sufficient, sustainable options for yourself, for your family, for your community in the grandest of schemes. When I say community, I'm talking about like the community I was just talking about in the last couple of weeks. We're talking, you know, like 150, 200, maybe 250 people, where it's not one person doing it. Of course, it's going to be the whole community chipping in to make it happen. But that's the beauty of it. The more people that chip in, the less work it is for every individual, right? Now, I don't give anybody a, this is what you have to do, this is the only way to do it type of talking. I don't do that. I give you options. There are plenty of different options in any of the things that we talk about in meditations, whether it's growing, whether it's collecting water, whether it's how you compost, or how you, what alternatives or versions of energy you want to get that are non-grid, what types of shelter you want to build, all of these things, there's options that you can go with. You do not need to do one set formula. I am not the arbiter of how you will get it done. I'm just trying to provide as much information as possible so that you can choose the right path for yourself. And I think that that's important. That's an important part of this. It's not a, this is what works, nothing else will work. Because I know that there's different strokes for different folks, kids. So you don't necessarily fucking need to do what I'm doing. You can just do your own thing. As long as the end result is you end up with a self-sufficient, sustainable community that can be completely off-grid and cut off from the world if need be, then you're doing it right. You're getting the job done. Now, with previous meditations, I had done some real life experimentation, though I didn't jump to video, and I think that was a failure on my part. And I will try to rectify that in the future when I do jump over to video content. I may go over some of the older stuff again with the video content to be able to show you with my own hands instead of all of those MS Paint drawings that I did. Because, yeah, sure, they conveyed the idea, but it's a little bit different when I'm conveying the idea with my words and you're seeing what I'm doing with my hands. I think that that's a fair thing to say. Now, with that being said, that is far off in the future. I don't want to have this expectation that you're going to be like, oh, well, in February, he's going to go over everything he did. I have an itinerary, sort of. It's very loose, but generally speaking, I want to cover other things that I haven't covered before. Because all of that stuff that I'm talking about redoing in a video format, I have covered it before in meditations past. Therefore, I think there's enough information there and enough diagrams there for you to get the idea and to be able to work with it. And of course, if you don't, reach out. Tell me. Talk to me. Ask me questions. I am here for you. Thank you. I want to give a special thank you to all of my acolytes, that is you, the listeners, as well as the listeners who have been with me since the beginning. These people, since before monetization, since episode one, and since before episode one, have been friends and supporters of everything that I do, so I want to make sure I give them a special shout out. There is a space at the end of this list for listener supporters. Listener supporters are people who financially support this podcast, this production, and for as little as 99 cents a month, you can become a listener supporter. I would greatly appreciate that. To begin, we have Anarchic Radio, run by Donna Van Meter, Amy Lynn Russell, and Moose Girl. The link for that is down in the description, as well as the link for all of these projects. Extremist Being Awesome, run by Star O'Hara. This is a motivation and accountability group. The Master of the Dark Arts of Marketing, Mr. Nathan Frazier. You can learn about the esoteric and not so esoteric arts of marketing through his content. The Salted Sicilian. This is a close personal friend of mine, Christy Caruana's food blog. She is a Culinary Institute of America graduate. A Wild Little Podcast. This is a fellow podcaster here on Spotify for Podcasters. We did a lot of promoting each other early on, and I'm continuing that tradition. I have no idea what she's doing. Other supporters that have been here since the beginning. Over on Twitter, we have We Trade Free, Miss Kennedy Edwards, London Gardens, and over on Instagram we have Mr. Michael Brandon Witt. Again, if you wish to become a listener supporter, it's as low as 99 cents a month, and you will be added to this. If you have a project, I absolutely will bark that project for you. I go over that stuff in an email between us, and then we can continue our relationship. Now back to the podcast. And welcome back. Now, this is going to be probably the closing segment because I really don't have very much to say here. I think this is going to be one of my shorter podcasts. You're welcome. The Meditations Itinerary. There are a few things that I know I want to talk about, and I am kind of eager to talk about alternative energy first. So if I can get it together and get to the point where I'm going to be putting some sort of alternative energy practices in practice sooner rather than later, I will try to tackle all of the mental work with that, all of the stuff you don't need video for with that first, because that's one of the things that there are components of this that you're not going to be able to see. There's numbers, there's all of that type of stuff that you don't really need video for it. I can just talk you through. When I talk about alternative energy, I'm going to be talking about the types of alternative energy that you can get, whether it be solar, wind power, geothermal, water power, what have you. All of those types of things are valid off-grid methodologies for gaining power. I will talk about some of the specialized equipment, specifically the thing that's still really a mystery to me, the inverter. And I will talk about environmental possibilities, you know, places where certain things just aren't going to work out for you and you're going to have to find a different. Another thing on the itinerary is going to be shelter. Shelter is one of those primary things that you need. And I probably should have talked about this a while ago, but during the summer, I know I will probably be building a cob house. That is not a plan, but it's a hope I wish to be able to accomplish, is to build a cob house over the summer once we relocate the cathedral. Now, when I talk about shelter, I'm going to be talking about the types of shelters that you can have, whether it be something that is a stable thing or a mobile thing or a thing completely crafted of natural materials that can be broken down in seconds and you move on in a nomadic style. I'll talk about some specialized materials, some things that you are going to need depending on the type of structure you're looking to shelter yourself with. And I do know I'm going to be putting a shelter as part of the environment segment in there somewhere. I don't know if it's going to be just its own podcast. It probably will be, but there's that. Another thing that I know is definitely on the itinerary is going to be education. I am going to talk a little bit about homeschooling, a little bit about unschooling, a little bit about adult continual education, and I think that is very important. We have to understand that last part there, that as adults, we don't know everything, and we do need to engage in the education process ourselves. I'm also going to talk about the differences between education and indoctrination, and I am going to do a deep dive in the different types of resources that you have available to you to educate your children, to educate yourself, and to educate your friends and family. With that being said, I do want to say thank you to everybody who has listened to this, and we will talk again next week with the next meditations segment. I think we are going to be starting with alternative energy, but again, it's up in the air. I don't 100% know. I won't know until it's done now, right? Neither will you. Again, thank you everybody for coming. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Feel free to reach out. Find me on the Facebook group. Find me on the Facebook page. Find me on the Discord. Find me on the Instagram. Find me on X. You can find me everywhere. Just gotta look, right? And you, if you have questions, comments, concerns, please reach out. I am all ears. Thank you again. Goodbye.